Thank you, choir. That was beautiful. And thank you for being here today. And to summarize what we have just witnessed and seen of the Christmas story, I want to read from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, which you wouldn't think would be a part of the Christmas story, our birth of baby Jesus. We often think of the Christmas story in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But Paul added that to his epistles, and in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, this is what it said, what Paul says. When the fullness of time came, think about that. When the fullness, when the time was right, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of the Son. So I'm going to share three special truths of Christmas from this Christmas story that we just witnessed. Choir sang, individuals sang, scriptures were shared, the readings that we heard. We understand that there is the Christmas story in the scriptures pertaining to Jesus' birth. So first of all, let me move right on. There we go. God is with us. He is with us. He's with us every day, isn't he? So we don't have to, God's not at a distance. He's right here with us. He's with you everywhere you go. And this is the first and the greatest truth of Christmas. God is with us. And the Bible says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. He came to us. And we do not work our way to God, but in Christ, God comes to us. He came to us. He sent his Son. He's always existed, but he came in the flesh. If you've ever felt like God is indifferent or uncaring towards you, remember the Christmas story. Remember that God pursued you in Christ. Remember, he continues to pursue you in life. And we do not worship a distant God, but rather a dwelling God, the God who makes his home among us, the God who is Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us. A second thing I want us to understand, and God has not forgotten us. You know, we keep hearing, saying, why did Terry today? Well, God sent his only begotten Son, and he says, I will come again. There, he came the first time as a babe. He lives among us. We have his Spirit living within our lives now. We who have accepted his Son is Jesus Christ. There's the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All three, different functions, but they're all one. We are one in Christ, in him. And the song surrounding the birth of Christ in Luke chapter 1 and Matthew as well echo the sentiment that God has not forgotten us or his people. And Mary sings, the mother of Mary sings, he has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. Luke chapter 1, verse 54. And the prophet Isaiah, Zechariah sings, he has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant. He made a sacred covenant. from the very beginning of time, and it still holds true today. The covenant he swore with the oath of our ancestors, Abraham, the father, the anarchy, one he promised many generations, and we're a part of that. And then God remembered his mercy, covenant, and his promises. And when the Bible says that God remembered, it doesn't not merely mean something he brought to God's attention, not at all, or that he forgot something. It means to fix your attention on something and act on it. That's what we are to do as well. And in the Christmas story, we see that God turning his attention to his promises and acting on them fulfillment through his word. You know, we have his precious word. We have what they didn't have at that time in the New Testament. And that's why the Gospels, that's why the epistles, the whole Bible was written so that we would have the proof, the truth about Jesus Christ. We see God's mercy. We experience it. Fixing his attention on us and acting on behalf by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to us. He is with us. And then, thirdly, and the last, he keeps his promises. You know, a lot of people in this world makes a lot of promises, right? Sometimes our promises don't last. God's promises never fail. They are absolute. And the accounts of Jesus' birth in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke show how Jesus' birth fulfilled many long-awaited promises to Abraham, David, and all the prophets. All the 12 majors and the 5 minors, which were 17 prophets of all, they all prophesied about Jesus, the long-awaited promises by Abraham, David, and all the prophets. And you hear the echoes of the Old Testament throughout the Christmas story. There are direct statements like this. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets. Matthew 1:22. So, as you witnessed all of this today, as you heard the songs and the music played, the people sharing from the scriptures and sharing from the scriptures today, Christmas shows us that God is always faithful to fulfill his promises. God is with us. God has not forgotten us. And he keeps his promises. God always comes through. And when he does, it's always better than that what we could have planned ourselves. And we can trust him and his timing. And that's why I wanted to choose the scripture I chose, Galatians chapter 4:4, and I want to read that again. When the fullness of time came, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, born of a woman, born under the law. And our final verse is taken in Luke chapter 1 and paraphrased in verses 69-70. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David. Think about that. David. If you read in Matthew chapter 1, you'll read all the generations, the genealogy of Jesus Christ. 14 generations leading up to his birth. 14 generations. And you have generations of family members. But think about Jesus' generations. All of these were for a specific reason, to show us that God keeps his promises. Let us close in prayer. Our Father God, we praise your holy name. We thank you for this service today. We pray that you are honored in our worship of you today, presenting to you through song and scriptures and from our hearts, Lord, that we love you because we know that you love us. We know that you are with us. You never or ever will forget us, and you always keep your promises. And we thank you for each one here today. We thank you for everyone that participated in this hanging of the rings this day. And most of all, we praise you and we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, as Paul would say in Philippians chapter 3. We don't want to know Christ only as our Savior, but we want to know him as our Lord, who suffered on the cross and died for our sins. That's why you came into this world. And may this season be a renewal of our lives as we look into the next year of 2025. That it won't be the same as this year, but it'll be a renewal of doing greater things for your kingdom. We praise you and we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.